Yes, yes, yes. My name's Jordan.
My name's Leighton.
Big up to all the NPR listeners and a huge shout out to all the guys at HMP Wealdstone, West Yorkshire.
We are speaking to you today from HMP Wealdstone and we want to tell you about some big, big work we have been doing here.
A group of us lads, well, we've been trained by York University, very good, to be good problem-solving champions. Basically, we've been helping other guys in the jail to be able to manage and solve their own problems.
In prison, we can have all sorts of problems, from debt, bullying and conflict, and then there is also the problems that we think about on the outside, like being away from family, your partner, etc. Not having a place to live or a job, and it's not easy, is it, Jordan?
Nah, mate.
Some of us feel like lashing out, fighting or using drugs, but we want to talk about different things and ways we can do that's going to help us better ourselves in the long run.
Well, a few of us here at HMP Wealdstone, the problem solving champion scheme is great because it's run by prisoners.
For prisoners.
The university have trained us to be able to support our own guys and teach them the 7 steps to problem solving.
Today we want to share that with you across all prisons and hope that you can take something from it to help you, because prison isn't easy, is it, Jordan?
No.
And it's us problem solving champions. We want to be here to help you and for you to help others.
So we're just going to read through the 7 steps now. Step 1. Get the right attitude. Good problem solving skills start with getting the right attitude. Imagine a footballer taking a penalty. This is a challenge. I've practiced the skills too and I can do this. Positive attitude. Face the problem. Take steps to solve it. Use a rational problem solving approach. Ask for help when you need it, don't hold it in. Don't ever think that you're useless, you can't do it, what's the point of trying? Never have negative attitudes. Don't avoid problems, hoping they'll go away, getting angry and frustrated, taking impulsive actions. A positive attitude can help you deal with problems before they get out of hand.
Step 2, reflect and recognise. Think about the last time you had a problem. What signs and triggers can you identify? Making a checklist can be useful. Negative thoughts, I can't be bothered. What's the point? Nothing can be done. Behaviour, kicking off, fighting, breaking things. All of them things there, keeping behind your door and things like that. Recognise your feelings. If you're angry, frustrated, anxious, panicking, hopeless, helpless. Physical symptoms. Feeling ill, tense muscles, stomach aches, can't sleep, thinking too much, heart pounding, sweaty palms. Learn to listen to yourself, recognise the sign and triggers.
Well, step 3 is selecting and defining a problem. Here's a list of common problems most young men will. Can you work out which of these issues affect you the most? Relationships with a partner or a spouse.
Relationships with other family members, particularly young children.
Are you in the middle of a divorce? Relationships that are ending?
Have you lost someone? Has someone died in your family?
Do you feel isolation, loneliness?
Maybe work or study problems on the out.
Money problems, legal problems, accommodation problems.
Etc. Step 4, generating solutions, brainstorming. Brainstorming helps to break old thinking habits that keep people stuck. Imagine what might help. Think of small steps to achieve. Also, write your problems in the middle of a piece of paper. Use the shapes to write down as many solutions as you can. Use an extra piece of paper if you need more. Basically, when I say shapes, I mean just put a square in the middle of a piece of paper, break it off with some arrows, and just write down things, you know what I mean, certain ideas and that.
Step 5, decision making. Weighing up the pros and cons. Write down the pros and the cons of each solution. If you get stuck, if there's more information you need to help you decide, list your potential solutions and then at the side, list the advantages and the disadvantages.
And when you're weighing up your pros and cons, what are the benefits? What are the risks or costs? How much time and effort would it take? How does this affect my well-being? How will it affect the people who are important to me? Is the solution realistic?
Step 6. Create a SMART action plan. A SMART action plan is specific, a clear definition of what the action is.
Measurable, did you do what you planned?
Achievable, take small steps towards reach big goals.
relevant. The action must be linked to the problem.
Time bound. Include a review date in the action.
A good action plan uses your available strength. Take advantage and take advice and support from people who can help.
A good plan should help you step by step. What action needs to be done? What resources you need? Know which people you need to contact, when actions need to be done, and how to complete the step by step. A good action plan has a high chance of success.
Also, with step 6, there's an action plan worksheet. Use a separate piece of paper to map out an action plan for specific problems. What do you need to do? Who is going to do what and when? Set a date to each task and write down your own notes. Checkpoint, is your plan smart, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant and time bound?
Finally, step 7 is the reviewing process. Set a date to review your progress, the final step in the problem solving. Success is using problem solving skills is measured by how well you tried, not just the outcome. Good ideas and useful plans don't always work out as well as expected. Getting angry, frustrated, well, it's not helpful, is it, Leighton?
No, it's not at all, Jordan, mate.
Use the problem skills to refine your plan and try again.
Also, with step 7, the reviewing process worksheet, reflect on how you use the problem solving skills. How effective was your solution? Number 2, did your action plan get underway? Number 3, what obstacles got in the way? Number 4, what could you have done differently? And finally, number 5, if I found myself facing the same issues, what could I do? Problem solving skills can improve with practice. Keep using them to gain confidence.
Well, here, Leighton, is just a few suggestions to help you generate solutions. Try out strategies to stop me from getting me wound up. Relaxation or deep breathing methods.
Going to the gym. When I get wound up, walk away from the situation.
Keep myself away from people who bother me on getting into trouble and not getting involved in them kind of situations.
Or maybe something as simple as just talking to someone on the wing before you lash out. Count to 10.
Also, I just want to include, when on leaving prison, there is a lot of people out there who can help you.
Yeah, there's a lot of help, Jordan, definitely.
Yeah, you're not on your own, are you?
Just need to look in the right places for it.
I know it sounds a bit daft, but probation, they are there to help you. And they can help you with resettlement, money problems, debt problems, even
housing, jobs, etc. You know what I mean. And also contact the job centre when you get out if you're struggling for jobs. Or even it's just as simple as family members, friends.
So the other day, I was able to sit down with a kid on my wing and work through a number of these steps. We'll work through a problem that can be quite common in prison, that being that he didn't want to leave his pad and was starting to feel isolated and down in himself.
So let's have a chat about this situation, Jordan. How someone could use the 7 steps to help them in a similar situation. Step 1, getting the right attitude for it. So we helped him to see the bigger picture and feel more positive about leaving his pad and getting into work or education. Me and Jordan sat down and reminded him it's important to remember that problems don't just disappear if we ignore them. It can make it worse.
We also went through step 3, which was important in this case. So we used it to define the problem and get to the bottom of why he actually didn't want to come leave his cell. In this case, it was because it was from a different area and he didn't really know what to expect in this jail. He was unsure about other lads. I was able to sit him down, me and Leighton, to see that there was no threat to him and even helped him introduce himself to new people.
Obviously, he's come from a different jail, he's out of town, he felt a bit insecure on how people would be around him. And then for step 4, we generated some solutions, we did some brainstorming, like I said before. We just got down a piece of paper, put a square in the middle, and it's kind of like the pros and the cons in a way, but we want more brainstorming solutions of what he could do to make him feel more comfortable about coming out of his cell.
So we walked through step 5, which is weighing up pros and cons, like Leighton said. So let's have a look at these now. The pros are, yes, it might feel safer, but in the long run, you might feel isolated, feel a bit depressed, can affect your confidence and mental health issues. Plus, you won't be able to learn new things like education or a trade, which will help you on the out.
Taking a step-by-step approach helps us to see the bigger picture and make decisions which are better for us boys. Being a problem-solving champion has really helped me and Jordan and others that are on the scheme. After the training, we got a written reference from the University of York to put on our CVs. We also got a T-shirt and lanyard so other prisoners can identify us and come to chat to us if they need to feel more comfortable. Obviously, chatting to a prisoner more than an officer is a lot better. Like, I don't really feel comfortable chatting to officers, to be honest. I've never chatted to an officer. I feel comfortable chatting to a prisoner. Obviously, they're going through the same problems, and most of them have the same issues as we do.
Well, I don't know about you, Leighton, but it's also being a problem solver has made me feel more confident in myself.
Yeah, as Jordan.
Well, I just feel proud to be helping others. And now I'm thinking about working in that kind of field on the out, like talking to young kids and then showing them our skills that we've learnt in jail so they don't have to learn it in jail.
Yeah, making them see. And well, anyway, so guys, yeah, thank you for listening. Keep your heads up. We know it's peak out there right now. It's peak times. But we hope this has helped a little bit. Like I said, they can lock the locks, boys, but they can't stop the clock. Soon home. Big up to all the guys listening. Thank you.